It's Friday, March 6th. I'm Adrian Scabland. This is KNAU's local news now. Numerous conservation groups and elected officials are calling on the U.S. Senate to reject President Donald Trump's nominee to lead the Bureau of Land Management. KNAU's Ryan Heinches reports.
Senator Ruben Gallego says he won't support former New Mexico Republican Congressman Steve Pierce's nomination. He's instead calling for BLM leadership that'll protect public access and respect tribal sovereignty. On Wednesday, the Energy and Natural Resources Committee approved Pierce's nomination along party lines. It now heads to the full Senate. As a member of the U.S. House, Pierce opposed the designation of New Mexico's Organ Mountains Desert Peaks National Monument, and in 2012, he proposed selling off some federal lands to avoid tax hikes. Pierce vowed not to recommend rolling back monument designations during testimony last week. Still, the Sierra Club called Pierce's nomination dangerous. The Wilderness Society, Center for Western Priorities, and other conservation groups also urged senators to reject him for the role. For KNAU, I'm Ryan Heinches in Flagstaff.
Authorities in Navajo County arrested 8 people earlier this week in an attempted train robbery. Sheriff's officials say investigators witnessed the group removing merchandise from boxcars and putting it into a box trailer and a U-Haul truck while the train was stopped in the Jackrabbit area outside of Joseph City. When officers arrived at the scene, the suspects drove away and eventually fled on foot. After a search, all 8 were arrested and identified as undocumented foreign nationals. They were taken to Flagstaff and eventually turned over to federal authorities. All the recovered property was turned over to the BNSF Railway. Water officials in San Diego are setting up a program that could transfer water to interested buyers in Arizona. The San Diego County Water Authority operates the nation's largest desalination plant, and it wants to use that treated ocean water to decrease its demand on the Colorado River. The agency's general manager, Dan Denham, says they could sell unused shares of river water to users in other states.
As the situation demands it, as the hydrology demands it, it's on all of us to develop more tools to manage that system, and I think that this can be one of them.
A program to transfer water across state lines would be the first of its kind on the Colorado River. The water from San Diego would likely be expensive, but could serve as an option for Phoenix area cities staring down cutbacks amid the Colorado River drought. The U.S. Forest Service has stopped issuing wildland firefighters with garments treated with PFAS, also known as forever chemicals. PFAS are often used in heat and water-resistant clothing, but have been linked to health risks, including increased rates of some cancers. The decision followed reporting by ProPublica that Forest Service officials knew for years that issued gear contained forever chemicals, but didn't immediately tell firefighters. Forest Service officials say they were studying the issue, but have since announced they are updating gear requirements to say issued clothing should not contain such substances. The Mojave County Board of Supervisors has voted to pull 36 young adult fiction books from the shelves of the Mojave County Library, calling them unacceptable for children. The Kingman Daily Miner reports most of the rejected books had LGBTQ characters and included volumes from popular series such as Nancy Drew Mystery Stories. The 3-2 vote to remove the books followed a heated debate between supervisors and between members of the public over restricting children's reading materials. The controversy began last month when Supervisor Ron Gold flagged a book featuring a non-binary character that had been donated to the library. Attorney General Chris Mays has sued to block President Donald Trump's latest round of tariffs. She and a coalition of state attorneys general say the president's new tariffs are an illegal tax on families and businesses. The U.S. Supreme Court struck down most of Trump's previous tariffs last month, but he imposed an across-the-board 15% tax under a separate law. Mays and others say Trump is again acting unlawfully with his latest round of tariffs on imported products worldwide. Experts estimate that Trump's 2025 tariffs cost Arizona $1.6 billion, and 90% of the costs were paid by American consumers and businesses. Biologists say a fledgling California condor could take flight over Northern California for the first time in more than a century. The Arizona Republic reports biologists with the Yurok Tribe's Northern California Condor Restoration Program say a six-year-old breeding pair may be incubating a new egg. The two vultures were among the first condors released in Northern California in 2022 and have since built a nest within an old-growth redwood. Scientists say they're trying not to get their hopes up, but expect the egg to hatch in late March or early April. The critically endangered big birds once soared throughout the West and Pacific coast before nearly going extinct. The Fish and Wildlife Service began releasing condors into the wild in the 1990s, and now about 500 birds call parts of northern Arizona, southern Utah, and California home.
I'm Canadian meteorologist Lee Bourne. The atmosphere in flux. Lots of moving and shaking and reorganizing out there, although it's not going to amount to much for us here at home. For our Friday afternoon, we are seasonably cool in the wake of yesterday's moisture-starved cold front. Mountain high temperatures in the mid-40s Friday afternoon. Navajo and Apache counties, low mid-50s. Prescott region, mid-50s. Verde Valley, mid-60s. Cool air lingers into Saturday. Over the weekend, a large area of cutoff low pressure sets up off Baja California, and indications are it's going to stay well south of the region and not have much impacts for us, although it bears watching. If it just tracks a little bit further north, we will see some showers as it finally makes its way across Old Mexico, and that looks to be early next week. In the meantime, seasonally cool temperatures linger into Saturday. We turn sharply warmer Sunday, moving into next week. We keep an eye on this cutoff area of low pressure as it moves across mainland Mexico on Monday. Right now, it looks like a few showers in store for the White Mountains. If it tracks just a little bit further north, we'll see more scattered shower activity, mainly along and south of the Mogollon Rim, but that looks unlikely at the moment.
This is KNAU's Local News Now.